we know that we've had a huge issue related to chronic hunger for a long time. Every country, including the United States. I mean, we have in D.C. where we have food apartheid, where we have consciously not made food accessible and good, healthy food, nutritious food to our people. Underlying issue with this report is the acute food and nutrition insecurity that we're facing. And it's due to conflict, and a lot of that conflict is due to climate change issues.
How much of this food insecurity and food starvation is man-made, and how much of it is natural, caused by climate change?
This is where it gets a little tricky, because in the world, there are only certain locations that can really produce enough food to feed the global population. And so you're not talking about, you know, in Gaza, they don't produce the food that they consume. In Haiti, they're not producing the food that they consume. All of these nations are trying to survive by importing a lot of food. And when that process gets cut off, then you have these issues. And so that is human made, I would say, because we're choosing not to deliver the food, or we're choosing not to facilitate that food access for those nations.
In contrast, there's another report out of the UN talking about huge waste of food. One part of the world is starving. Another part is wasting enormous food that could otherwise have fed the hungry.
We have it from food production. So in the farms, we have that issue. And here at GW, we have different researchers who are trying to work with farmers about like how to have cold storage on the farm, like in African countries that don't have that access right now. And that's very helpful, but you have to do that all across the world. And most countries, especially in the global south, they don't have access to that type of infrastructure. And so you're going to have food waste on the farm, and then in transportation, and then in the grocery store, and then even at home. I mean, in the United States, it's almost like 38% of food waste is caused by people at home just not like consuming the food that they're buying and purchasing. And so we really need to figure out a culture around really appreciating all of the food that we have access to in, you know, our homes, in our restaurants, in our grocery stores, and then innovating around these problems, like having access to these cold storage units, like at a farm, in a group of farmers that they don't have to purchase it themselves, so that they have a collaboration amongst each other that they can purchase it and have that buying power together. You know, there's so much data, there's so much information out there. We need people to be looking at that data and really crunching the numbers and making it accessible to farmers around the world.